Daf HaShavua is holding on Chagiga Chavav, and we got up to last time the Mishnah at the very bottom of, we did the Mishnah on Chaf Hei, so by the Gemara, two lines from the bottom of Chaf Hei, Amud Beis. So just as a recap, the Mishnah was discussing when you believed from Modi'im, well, the relationship, it's about 15 mil outside of Yerushalayim. So what's the status of the Amei Haaretz, these potters, whether they believed or not? So let's start with the Gemara now. It says, Tana, we learned in a Braisa. Modi'im pamim kiliflim ufamim kilichutz. So, and sometimes we consider that modi'im is like it's inside the perimeter around Yerushalayim, and there's other times when we consider it to be like it is chutz, it is outside. Ketzad, what's an example of this? So, kador yoytze v'chaver nichnas kiliflim. If you have a case where the potter is leaving the perimeter and the chaver is coming in and they meet up, punk right there in Modi'im, so that's considered kiliflim. It's inside. And therefore, the kula is that the chaver could purchase his pottery. Shneim nichnasu, now on the top of chafav, o shneim yoytze, or they're both coming in, or they're both leaving, so in that case, kilachutz, we consider it to be outside. The reason, if they're both, you know, coming in, they can just wait. They should wait until they are going inside, and then they could do the deal, right? So if they're both leaving, they should have finished the deal before they left. So therefore, the chaver can't, you know, so to speak, make up for the fact now that he's out. In Hilchos Mishkav Amoshav, the Rambam over here in Yud Aleph, Halacha Vav, brings us down. Min ha-modi is, he actually says modi is, not modi in, v'lifnim, Ne'manim al kli cheres. They're believed upon the kli cheres. Min hamode is v'lechut, and outside, ene ne'manim, they're not believed. V'hamode is atzmo, and the city itself, so pa'amim ki lechut, so pa'amim ki lefnim. Sometimes it's outside, sometimes it is in the perimeter. Ketzad, haya chover nichnas v'am ha'aretz yotze. So the chover is coming in, the am ha'aretz is leaving. V'kli cheres b'yadim, he's holding on to this kli cheres in his hand. Hareze ne'mon, he's believed, b'modis. Loma shehu tohor l'kodesh. It's believed, if he says, yeah, it's fine, you can use it for your kodesh. Haya shneihim nichnas v'am shneihim yotze in, ene ne'mon ad shehe lifnim min ha'mode is. So that's the Rambam brings it down, the dinim in our Mishnah, in our Gemara over here. Okay. Abai, Omer Abai. Says Abaye, Afna Nami Tnenen. We learn this in the Mishnah. The Kadar Shemocher Esa Kedeirois Nichnis Lifnim Min Hamodim. So you have this potter guy who's selling his pots and he goes in with him Modim. So then we believe him. He's Ne'mon, right? So time and the Diak is like the reason why he's Ne'mon Dilifnim Min Hamodim because he's inside of Modim, right? But it implies, ha, modim gufa, modim itself, lo mehenu, he would not believe he was there, so he had to be inside. Same as sefer, then, well, the diak is going to be different if you look to the sefer. Yotza, if he goes out, ain't a ne'mon, he's not believed once he goes out. So, ha, modim gufa, ne'mon. That's because he left. So it should be that he would have been believed, had he not left, he would be believed if he was in modim. So, la, shma minas, you see from here that each one can be, you can be medayik both ways, and they're both true. Kan bekader yoytze v'chaver nichnas, v'kan kishashnehim yoytze min hashnei, oshnehim nichnasin. Right? So they're both going in, both going out, so shma mina. Both diukim are valid, and they're the head, so it's like Sabai says, you can also learn that out from our Mishnah itself. Okay. Tana, we learned in a Tosefta. Ne'emanim michli cheres hadakim lakoidish. So small things like small kalim they would use for maybe oil or for shemen. So they're believed for kodesh. Omerish lakish v'hushinit holin biyodo achas. That's when these things can be grabbed or held. They're small enough that you could hold them in one hand, but if it's larger than that, you would actually need two hands to hold it, then it would not be believed, right? And the reason why we're making one, because everybody needs these small little kalim, so therefore Chazal gave Ne'emanus to Amei Haaretz, right? And what exactly mean the small vessel? So according to the Reish Lakish says it's held in one hand, that's the gedder. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilish Einitalim Biyado Achas. No. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if they can't be picked up by one hand, they still could be technically called small kalim. Omrish lokish loshan ela rekonim. A second machlokis is that we only believe that these Amei Haaretz have our ne'emanim if they're empty, rekonim, aval meleim lo. But if they're full of liquid, then they're not going to be believed. Rabbi Yochanan rafilu meleim. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even if these jugs are full, vafilu apikarsuso lesoicho, and even if his kli, his beged actually, his garment is inside it, we're not concerned about this, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Amarava umoida Rabbi Yochanan b'mashkin atzmon shehin tameim. Rav says Rabbi Yochanan would be moida and he would agree on the mashke itself in the kli that they're tameh, because even though there wasn't, the Rabbanim didn't say the kelim, right? They didn't lift the, so to speak, their gezeira for a mashke that's touched by an am haaretz. That would be tameh. V'al tisman, don't be amazed or perplexed by this lecharet astira, shahar login male mashkin, login tamein tumas shiva umashkin tahorin. You have a similar thing where you have like a kli cheres that's got a mashkin, you have a mace in there and it's sealed, right? So what's the din? The halach will be that the pitch is going to be tame for shivas yamin, but the mashkin side of it is going to be pure. Where the Rambam brings this in, it's actually the previous halacha, back in Hey. Yud Aleph Hey in Hilchos Matan Mishkav Moshav, says the Rambam, Kli Shahaya Besocho Yain O Shemin, V'reinu Amharat Yoshev Misharmo. He's guarding it. Kadesh Lahotzi Mimenu, right? Nesochim. He wants for Kodesh, for Kobonos. Harehu Neman, he's believed, Altaras HaKli, V'afil Koidim L'gitos V'adim Shivim Yom. Right, he gives the 70 days, which you saw previously, in last week's shir, that you get the 70-day period beforehand. Aval Koidim L'shivim, but before the 70 days, Ein Nemanim. Nope. Bamed V'amaluim, when do we say this? Chilek, Beshar Eretz Yisrael. Aval B'yushalayim Nemanim Akli Cheres HaReikim. They're believed on the empty ones. Loimishahu tohor lakodesh. It can be used for kodesh. La'olam bein kelim dakim, bein kelim nis gasim. Big or small, doesn't matter. Bein malayim, bein reikim. Harehu ne'man hakli. He's believed. He has ne'man af al pi shahamashkim besocho tameim. The kli is fine, but the mashke, the liquid inside of it, is tamei. I feel how the big do shahu midras betoch hakli. Like we just saw, that even his begging inside, that's also fine, right? Betoch hakli, hare hakli bechezkas tahara. L'kodesh mipnei mach hekilu. So ask the Rambam, why are we so makelness by him? Mipnei she'ein oisin kivshan us b'yushalayim. Because they didn't make, there were no kivshan, there were no factories to produce these types of kelim in Yerushalayim. And therefore, they were, the Chazal, the Rabbanim, were makel on this case. Okay. Now we're up to the next Mishnah. Hagaboyim. Shenichnesu l'toch habayis. So this is a case we learned that there are certain situations when we're makel. So the Mishnah kind of talks about the gaboyim, or the people who collect taxes, right? So they have to come into the house to a chaver. They take some of his kelim. They have to pay the debt. V'chein haganovim, and even thieves, right? Shehechziru es hakelim, and now they return these. They stole the kli cheres, and now they want to bring it back. Ne'emanim loimer lo nago. They have ne'emanus to say we didn't touch any of the kelim other than the ones that we took, right? And that's what we have by the gaboyim, these tax collectors. Or we didn't touch the inside of the ones in the case of the ganavim, right? So therefore, we could assume that these kelim are in fact going to be tohar, right? So then the Mishnah goes and goes back to what we talked about previously, that the Ame Haaretz, that we believe them for Kodesh, about the Tara of these small little kelim from Modim, and in word towards Yushalayim. So Mishnah gives another cool that applies to Yushalayim itself, where another chiluk between Kodesh and Truma. V'Yushalayim ne'emanim al ha-Kodesh. In Yerushalayim itself, the Am Ha'aretz are believed about the Tara of even the big kelim, we saw them Rambam, right? That are used for Kodesh. Then you needed these for the Kabanos. But they're not believed about kelim that are used for Truma. V'shasa regel, and if it's Yomtiv, Af al ha-Truma, they're even believed on Truma, because everyone has the status of a Chaver during the Yomtiv. Says the Gemara, Ramin he asks you a kasha, hageboim shenichnasu l'toch habayis, these tax collectors came into the house, habayis kula tomei, the whole house becomes tomei. So what is it? Is it all or nothing over here? So lokasha, no, it's not difficult. Had ika goy behadaihu, had leka goy behadaihu. No, it's different. One is when there's a goy who's with them. When the goy is with them, then they're going to do a very thorough search of the entire bias. They're going to touch everything. But this mission we're talking about is when there's no goy with them, and therefore we believe them if they say, I didn't really touch that. Ditznan, Mishnin Taros, im yesh goy imohin ne'emanim loimer lo nichnasu. If there's a goy with him, then we're believing, say, we didn't go in at all. Aval eina in manim loimar nichnas nu aval lo negotnu. They don't have ne'emanis. They say we came in your house, but we didn't touch this. So one sec, and v'chi'ika goy b'hadayhu may have. What difference does this make? You know, why should that affect the halacha if there's a non-Jew with you or not? So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, chad amar emas goy aleihem. One of them says that they're afraid of him. He's their superior, and they could get punished if they don't do a good, thorough job. V'chad amar, one of them says emas malchus aleihem. It's a fear of the government that's going to him, because he could get reported back to them if he doesn't do such a thorough search. You know, this guy's slacking off. Samai benayhu, what's the nafkamina between them? Se'ika benayhu goy she'enu choshev. Let's say you have a goy, but he's not an important person. He doesn't have senior authority. So then, according to the Manda Omen, that you're afraid of him, you're not. You're not afraid of this guy. He's a nobody. He's a nachschlepper. But if there's a concern that he's going to be moiser, he's going to report back to the government, then even if the guy's not choshev, he could inform and report back. So therefore, there still would be this fear. Says the Mishnah, V'chein ha-genovim, shehech ziru es ha-kelim. So you have these thieves, they want to give back the kelim they took, the kli cheres they took, and we believe them. Ramin, he'll ask you a question on that. Ha-genovim shenichnesu l'toy chabayis, they came into the house, ein atome elamokum drisas ragle ha-genovim. The place they actually walked is going to be tame. So that implies that all of the kelim in that part of the house where they came are tameh. So it doesn't matter. They're not ne'mon to believe they say that they didn't touch this. So Amr of Pinchas, Mishmei Durav, Kisha Osa Tshuva. They're talking about a case where, no, these Ganavim want to do tshuva. So we believe, you know, but the mission over there in Taharos is talking about a case where they're not doing tshuva. Daikinami, I can bring you a precise diuk as well. Diktani, Shehech Ziru Esakim. They brought them back. They returned them, right? Returning, you know, that shows that they're willing to do this. Not that they got caught. They want to do this. And therefore, Shmamino. Yeah, it's good. That it's a good diuk that you make in here, that the case where they are believes in the case where they came back to do tshuva. Rambam in Yud Beis, Yud Dalid, says, Gabayim Hagenovim, Sha'os Tshuva. So, interesting. Probably the Sha'os Tshuva is just going on the Genovim, not on the Gabai, on the tax collector doing tshuva. Hechziru Me'atzmon, on their own accord, they bring back the kelim, lo machmas yira, not because they're afraid they're going to get caught, for omru lo nagu b'chol ma shehaya b'bayis kishnichmasu, right? We didn't touch everything when we came into your house. Hare elu ne'emonim, we believe them, afil omakum raglehem, even on the places where they walked, they're not considered to make that tamei, because they say that we really didn't touch it, we believe them, again, but the ukimta is a case where they are doing teshuva. Okay, uvi Yushalayim ne'emonim al hakodesh. In Yushalayim, the people are believed in terms of kodesh. Tono ne'emonim al klicheres gasim la kodesh. Right, they're believed on the big ones for kodesh. V'chokach lama. Right, so why are they? Why are we so makil? Right, normally, you know, we're machmir on these inyanim. So why the big ones, the small ones, and even the big ones now? So the Gemara says, "She'ein osin kivshonos b'Yerushalayim," because we don't make these like kilns in Yerushalayim. You know, it affects the air quality. You know, so you want to bring it outside. So therefore, if you know it's like a litzarich, you have to bring in from outside the city. So you have to be makil. You have to understand what the reality is on the ground. Uveshas haregel afhal tamura. I'm sorry, not Tamura, Truma. A little reading error. Alha Truma, even on the Truma. So Minahani Mili, how do you know that there's a chilik between Yamtav and other time periods? So Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, the Omer Kroa. V'yasev kol ish Yisrael el ir ki ish echad chaverim. So this is talking about the very difficult story of the Pilash Megiva. When they all got together, they were united like chaverim. Right, so that means whenever you have Klal Yisrael coming together, that's considered as if they are chaverim. V'akosuv asa'an kulan chaverim. So the pasuk, you know, makes it like them that this whole group is together. There's a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi actually learns out a different source from this. This is the Babli's version. Yerushalmi quotes a pasuk in Tehillim in Kuf Chav Beis, Yerushalayim habenuya ki'ir shechubra lo yachdav. That the city that that is united, the Yerushalayim itself, so to speak, unites him. The next pasuk says, Shasham alu shvatim shivteko edus liyisrael lahodos l'shem Hashem. Like the Rambam reads, and that's quoted by the Tosfos Yom Tov, that this is the idea of everybody in Yerushalayim has the status of a chaver. Okay. Next Mishnah, we just saw that that an Am Ha'aretz the Tumah we suspended for the Shlosh Regalim. So we have to talk, how long does that remain in effect? Ha'poseach es chaviso umaschil be'isoso al gav haregel. If the merchant, the chavir merchant opens up his barrel of wine, he still wants to sell a new batch of Don Yerushalayim during Yom Tov, and someone got touched by the Am Ha'aretz. So Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Yigmor. Rabbi Yehuda says after Yom Tov is over, he could finish selling whatever remains open in the wine barrel, whatever left it over from the batch of the chaverim. We want to buy things that are tar. The Chachamim Omrim Lo Yigmor. The Chachamim say that you can't finish selling off this whatever leftovers of the dough you had or the wine you had to these chaverim. They want to buy their tahor type of products, right? Okay, says the Gemara, Yosef Rebbe Ami Rebbe Yitzchak Nafcha Akilio de Rebbe Yitzchak Nafcha. They were sitting on the the courtyard, I guess, of Rebbe Yitzchak Nafcha. Pasach Chad Va'omer, one of them started beginning the conversation. Mahu Shani Chenu L'Regel Acher. What would the halacha be? Would it be possible to leave over again this wine for the next Yom Tov? Right? Pesach, and I want to leave it over. He'll sell it again on Shavuos, right? According to the Rabbanan, you can't sell it afterwards. You can leave it until the next one. But at what point would you allow to, sell it over again? Sa'amr le idach, right? So the other one said to him, doesn't identify who said it, Yad hakol misham shinbo. Everyone's hand touched it. Va'at amrat, you say, Yani chenu l'regel acher, and you want to just leave it over for another yantav and sell it? How could you even, what's the half of me to saying such a thing? So he said back to him, Atu ad ha'idno lav yad ko misham shimbo? Only now, throughout the yantav, everyone's hands was touching it, right? It was mutter during yantav, everyone was touching it then, so you see that the touching doesn't make it a problem. So amalei, hachi hashta, what kind of comparison are you making over that? Bishleim ad ha'idno, it's fine, it makes sense. Up until that time, tumas am ha'aretz berege rachmana tihra. The tumor of an Am Ha'aretz on Yom Tov, right? We sort of machavek. We disregard all that. Elahash, but now Tamehi, this guy, this Am Ha'aretz, he's Tamei. So of course it's gonna be a problem. So name a Tanoim. Maybe this machlokus between the Amoraim is really a machlokus between the Tanoim. The Tanechada in the Chenel Regel Acher. You have to leave over the leftovers till the next Yom Tov, then you could sell it. Betani Idoch, and the other one said, Lo yini chenel regel acher, right? You can't leave it over for the next Yom Tov, right? So my lad to know, he said, isn't this the same machloikis, that the Amoraim are having? Lo, no, the Gemara says, it's not the same machloikis. What's the chilek? Ha de ketani yini chenu, when we said you leave it over, that's Rabbi Yehuda. That's been Rabbi Yehuda who allowed the merchant, the wine merchant, to keep selling it after Yom Tov. And that price which says that you're not allowed to leave it, that's the Rabbanon. They said it's also, you can't finish it off and sell it. So Tispro, one second, is that logical to say like that? Ha, Rabbi Yehuda, Yigmor Ketani. Rabbi Yehuda said you could finish it up, right? So there won't need to be another Yom Tov. Ella Hadikatani Lo Yichenu, right? Rabbi Yehuda, one who says that you should not leave it over, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Vakatani yet nichenu, yenichenu, Rabbonon, that's the Rabbonon Shita, right? Umay lo yenichenu, so yenichenu, what's the meaning when it says you can't leave it over? She'ein sorich lahanicho. That you don't have to leave it over because you don't need to. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you could just sell it up right here and there. So there's no need to sell it anymore. Okay, good. Next Mishnah. Mishavar Haregel. Once the Yom Tov is over with now, and now we reinstate the Tumah on the Am Ha'aretz, Hayu Ma'avirin Altaras Azara. The Kohanim would remove all the Kelim from the Azara, and they would tovel them in the mikveh, right? To bring back the status, because any of these kelim that were touched by an Am Ha'aretz are going to be tamei after Yom Tov is over, so you have to, you know, immerse him in a mikveh. You know, we don't live in a world that operates with tuma and tara, but you had to take objects into the mikveh. You had to take a chair, you had to take a bed, you had to take forks. You know, if things were touched by someone who was tummy, that you had to tovel them. So now the Mishnah wants to talk about, well, how soon afterwards can you do that? Ava haregel b'yom shishi, if the Yom Tov was finished, really means it finished like on a Thursday night. Lohayim avirin mipnei kvod haShabbos. So the Khan wouldn't take them, these kelim, on a Friday because they had so much you know, work to do and to get ready for them. They wouldn't have time to tovel them beforehand. So what would come out then on that, it would come out on, they postpone and do it after Shabbos. They do it like on Sunday. Rabbi Yehuda said, af lo b'yom chamishi. Even if Yom Tov ended on a Wednesday night, meaning it's done by a Thursday, they would still, you know, push it off until after Shabbos. She'ena kohan and penuyim, because they wouldn't have any time to busy. There was so much, you know, work that had to be done. So much work had to be done. Tana she'ein hakohan and penuyim milahotzi badeshin. So what was it so busy about? It more explains what Rabbi Yehuda is talking about, because they had so much, you know, the desh is like the ashes. Because you think about how many korbanos were brought during Yom Tov, so there's this huge pile now, so many korbanos. So they wouldn't take off the ashes on Yom Tov itself. So they had so much busy. So therefore, that's why even if it ended on Wednesday night, you have Thursday, Friday, 2 days, they were so busy. So then they would toivel the kelim on what? Sunday, Yom Rishon. Okay. All right. Last Mishnah. Ketzed ma'avirim al taharas azara. What was the procedure, so to speak, for you know, toiveling? Matbilin es hakelim shahaya b'mikdash. They would take out the kelim that were roy to become, they were makabel tuma, except for the shulchan, which you were not allowed to take that out. I was going to explain. Okay, v'omrim lahem hizaru shlotigu b'shulchan v'nora usetam uhu. Be careful to protect the tahara of the shulchan. So the kohanim would say to the other kohanim who are amei haaretz, right? When you come in, don't touch the shulchan. You don't want to make it tameh, because the din is if an amei haaretz would touch something during the Yom Tov, then it becomes tameh, you know, retroactively after the Yom Tov is over. So now the Mishnah goes through and talks about which kelim were used when you take them away. Kol hakelim shehayu b'mikdash yesh lahem shniyim u'shlishim. They had second, they had a third backup, they had replacements. She'im nitma'u harishonim yaviu shniyim tachtehim. That if they became tamei, they had to, you know, backups, so to speak, to prevent this from being a problem. Kol hakelim shehayu b'mikdash tu'unin tevila. All the kelim in the mikdash, you had to be toivel them. From the Am Haaretz Tuma, chut mizbach hazahav and mizbach hanchoshes, except for the mizbach hazahav, that's the golden mizbeach, and the copper one, mipnei shehin kikarka. These are mechuba lekarka, and that can't become tamei. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, that's the sheet of Rabbi Elazar. Vechachamim omrim mipnei shehin mitzupim, because they're plated with this type of metal, so meaning they could become tameh. So they had to be a toivel just like any other kelim. Otherwise, okay, says the Mishnah. Sorry, the Gemara. That was the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. He's haru shematigu b'shulchan. Right? They would tell these Am Haaretz Kohanim, be careful, don't touch it. Uv menorah, don't touch the menorah. Moshe will explain. So Tana didon, the Tana of our Mishnah, my time lo tani menorah. Why didn't he list the menorah? We had in parentheses. Okay, shulchan. So the chil is this ksiv be tomid. When talking about the shulchan, it says it has to be in front of me always. That's the lechem haponim. Menorah lo ksiv be tomid. Doesn't say by the menorah it has to be tomid. So therefore, you could take it out and you could toivel it. The idach and the other Tana and the other brayser. Why did he include menorah? Came the chiv es a menorah nochach hashulchan, that the menorah should be literally opposite of the shulchan. It has to always be opposite the shulchan, right? Command chsive tomi nob domi. It's also like his root, meaning really tomi's written by the shulchan, but since the menorah has to be there, it has to always be there, so it's ki'il like it was written by them as well. The idach, the other opinion, hahu likbo lo mokum huda asa. No, that's just telling me the place where the menorah goes, where we have to position it, but it doesn't mean it has to be at all times. Okay. V'tepakli d'chli eitz ha'osli l'nachasu. So we can learn out from this that it was not necessary to take care about the touching the shulchan because it's impossible. It's impossible becoming tameh. V'chol kli eitz sha'osli l'nachas lo mitameh. Any type of kli eitz, a wooden kli that's supposed to be in a set place, so then it doesn't become tameh. My time. What's the reason for that? Why it can't? So let me see the pasuk first. The pasuk is found at the end of Shmini, Yud Aleph. I'll read the whole pasuk. Lamed Beis. V'chol asher yipol alav mehem b'mosam yitma. Mikol kli eitz is mentioned. O beged, or o sak. Kol kli asher yaseh malacha b'hem b'mayim yuva b'tame ad ha'orev b'taher. Right. So there's a hekesh. These are all mentioned in the same pasuk. My time at dumya the sak. That the wooden kli has to be like a sack, right? What does it mean? Masak mitaltel mole verekam. Just like with you have the sack, you carry it when it's both full and it's empty. Saaf kol mitaltel mole verekam. So too, any other kli eitz has to be in order to be mekabel tuma, has to be, you know, full and empty. But so according to this, it should come out the shulchan would not be mekabel tuma at all. So the hainami mitatli mali breikam hu. One second, the shulchan is carried when it's full and it's empty. Kid Rish Lakish, like Rish Lakish says, Dom Rish Lakish, my dichtiv. What does it mean in Pasuk? Al hashulchan hator, right? Last week's parsha. You have the Shulchan Hator, so the diak is Michlal Shehu Tameh. You have to make sure that it doesn't become Tameh. Va'amai. So why would the Shulchan become Mekabel Tuma? It's supposed to set in a place. Kli Eitz Ha'osim L'Nachasu. Ve'ein Mekabel Tuma. It shouldn't be moved. El Melamed Shemagbihin Oso. So that you learn from this that they would take the lechem upon him and they would lift it up. Umarin bo ole regalim lechem upon him. They would lift it up and would show to everyone the people who came up to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov. Va'omrin hem seitim reu chibaschem lifnei hamakom. See how precious and how cherished and beloved you are before Hashem. Siluku kisiduro. That they would they would take it away just like the way they would put it on there. To Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Nes Gadol Nase Belechem Haponim Kisiduro Kach Siluko. There was a big miracle used to happen that when they would take it away, it would be just like it was when it was put down there originally. Shneimar Lasum Lechem Chom Beyom Hi Lak. That the hot bread was put on it like it's taken away. So it was just so hot as the day when they took it off, as the day when they would put it there originally. On this, there's a Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes in Parsha Zemor. Last week's Parsha discusses Lechem Haponim Hay Pnimius Halechem Shemesadrin B'Shabbos Deminei Mizvarachim Kol Shisa Yomin. From here, all the brachas of the 6 days of the week would come out. Ubefrat betoch Beis Hamikdash, and specifically within the Beis Hamikdash, Hashem Misham Yored Hashpa Hashefa L'chol Ha'olam. That's the source of all sustenance for the whole world. V'chol Yidru Toli B'vnei Yisrael, and everything that the whole arrangement is dependent upon the Klal Yisrael. V'kasher Hay L'vnei Yisrael Ali L'Beregel Hay Magbihin Es Alechem L'Madrega Gedola. They would lift up that. They would elevate this, the Shefa. V'hashefa Hay B'yeser Se'es. That would create a greater Shefa. That's what means they would Magbiya. They would lift up the Shulchan. It means even they would elevate that action of the Shefa. V'lo Hay Yishav B'seder Achet Tomin V'ein Osi L'Nachas. That's a beautiful sasemis on in Parshas Emor. And it says he has also the Ru'u Chibaschem Lifnei Hamakom, right? So Hakol Toli B'nei Yisrael. Everything is dependent upon the B'nei Yisrael. Ki HaYud Beis Chalos Mashpim Derech Yud Beis Sh'arm Shilamalo. Right, that the 12 chalas are connected to the 12 gates, the sha'arim. The chol echad me yud beis shifte b'nei Yisrael for each of the 12 shvatim. The chol echad ve'echad lefi roi v'avodos also b'meshech hashavua, and that would bring a shefa and a bracha into the klal Yisrael. Okay, so the Gemara, let's continue now. It says like this: v'tepakli mishum tzipui. Let's learn out that the shulchan could be mekabel tumah, not because it's portable, because it has this tzipui, this type of golden coating on it. The hatznan, hashulchan, the shulchan, or a regular shulchan, sorry about it, va'dulpaki, a type of a three-legged tripod table, shenif chasu o shechipon b'shayish, it got broken off, or they coated it with shayish, is marble, which is not makabel tumah, v'shir behem malkum hanachas kosos, but you left over a little place of it that you could put like a cup down, tome, then it could become tome, right, just like a kli'etz. Rabbi Yehuda oimir malkum hanachas hachasichos. Rabbi Yehuda says it has to have an unbroken and an uncoated place for putting pieces of meat and bread in order to be mekabel tumah. So you see from this Mishnah, if the shulchan is completely coated with the stone, then it's not mekabel tumah, right? So what do you see? Just the point is that the halachic status of the kli follows its coating, not actually what it's mainly made out of, and then the shulchan, which was coated with the gold, it should have a status like a kli mataches. If you're going to tell me it's a chilek because this atzei shitim, this special wood from we know that the shulchan was made of, it's important, it's expensive, it's valuable, therefore it's not going to become bottle. Well, hanich l'Reish Lakish, that works out well. According to Reish Lakish, to Amar lo shanu el bichli achsalogin haboy mimedinas hayom, that only works if it's made out of this cheap type of wood, comes from Medina Sayam. Ava bekli masmim, if you have some sort of masmi wood, was like an expensive thing, lo botli, that doesn't become botli just because you coated it. So shatbir, according to this, it makes a lot of sense, because you could say, because it came from the atzei shitim, then it's not going to become botli by the this gold coating they put over it. El Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Amr, he holds afilu bekli masmim, nami botli, that would also become botli if you had this expensive type of things. Sma'ik lememar, what are you going to say? So the Gemara now tries to give a different answer. The chite makan betzipui oimed. The case here is where it's like fixed. Kan betzipui she'ena oimed. In the case of the shulchan, it's not really fixed. You can't say it like that. Haboy mine Reish Lakish mi Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish asked the questions of Rabbi Yochanan. When we're talking about, you know, that we follow their coding, b'tzipe oimed or b'tzipe she'ena oimed? Is that talking when it's fixed or when it's not fixed? And that's another question, b'choype es levaz v'zov or b'she'ena choype es levaz v'zov? Right? He asks when it covers the edge of it or even when it doesn't. So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said back to Reish Lakish, lo shana b'tzipe oimed, lo shana b'tzipe she'ena oimed. There's no difference whether it's the coding is set in place or it's not the coding that's set in place. Lo shana b'choype es levaz v'zov. There's no chilek whether it covers the edge or whether it doesn't. So since the coating is what always going to determine the halachic status of this kli, so then comes out that the shulchan with this gold coating on it should in fact be mekabel tumah. Okay, so we will finish this off the last shir on next week.